Thank you. Shire of Irwin, ordinary council meeting for April 2025. Record of attendance, apologies and leave of absence. There is no, oh, there's a list of apologies there, of which Councillor Wise is one. Obviously, that's not the case now. Councillor Melson is an apology. Mr. S. Stubbs, our Community Emergency Services Manager. Mrs. F. Boxfarty, our Acting Manager of Community Services. Mr. M. Jones, Manager of Operations. And Ms. M. Patience Machaka, our Manager of Finance, are all apologies this evening. We will be having a guest online this evening from the Office of the Attorney General, is Mr. Michael Leprino. Now, what I'm seeking, Council, when he does come online, I'd just like to seek to change the order of business this evening. So what we'll do is just proceed when he does come online straight to CEO 02/04/25, if that's okay with Council. I just need to seek that consensus first.
Yeah, fine.
Okay, thanks very much, Council. Okay, we'll move straight on to item three, which is response to the previous public questions taken on notice. Question one, Mr. W. Bishop or Dennison. There have been some changes with regard to funerals taking place at the foreshore. Why have those changes taken place, and why were we charged for the use of the foreshore? The response: Shire understands that this is a difficult time for yourself and appreciates the effort to attend the council meeting and present your concerns. The Shire does not object to a funeral being held on its foreshore or a hearse being present, and does not charge a venue hire fee for the use of public open spaces for funerals. The Shire's preference is that caskets stay in the hearse, given the foreshore is a premier public open space. But in this case, it was permitted out of respect to you, your family, relatives, and friends. The absence of a specific council policy has led to confusion, which councillors have taken this on board and will develop a policy for funeral consultants to create clarity for future funerals at this location. Question two from Mr. John Rossiter or Dennison. Where is the Josh Byrne and Associates Foreshore Master Plan located on the Shire's website, as previous email requests to be provided with the location of the plan had elicited no response? Response: An email received on the 24th of January 2025 at 3:21 PM from Mr. Rossiter was responded to by the Shire's executive assistant at 3:41 PM on the same day with the following information. Thank you for your email, Mr. Rossiter. The plan can be located on the Shire of Irwin website, www.irwin.wa.gov.au, under Development Planning Strategic Planning. Port Denison Foreshore Master Plan is the second last plan on the list. Question three from Ms. Chrissy Zaharopoulos, Seaspray Caravan Park Cafe. Would the Shire reconsider the removal of advertising signage previously located at the intersection of Morton Terrace and Hunts Road, and that signage be reinstated? The response: The Shire has contacted the affected businesses and is currently working on a solution. Okay, item four, public question time. I would just like to invite any questions from the gallery, please.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank
John Rossiter, 181 Point Leander Drive, Port Denison. In response to your response, re-parking along the foreshore, the 90-degree parking may have remained the same, but the parallel parking for caravan, camper trailers, and tourist buses has drastically decreased. So what I'm saying is that, and the port store is feeling this as well, because the tourist buses aren't coming in anymore. If there's a caravan parked there with a car, move on because there's no room. Right, the question: Why are we being provided with under 7-year-old playgrounds? The last three playgrounds are for young children only.
Thanks for that question, John. I think Council's emphasis on the foreshore has been more towards that age group, because the foreshore and the beach and the other activities that kids can, you know, undertake on the foreshore are more suited to the kids once they get past that younger age group. So the emphasis has been to also provide something for the younger kids to do down there as well, while the older kids are in the water, fishing, grabbing, running around and so on.
There's one over here as well in the town park.
Yep.
That's the other one I was talking about. Why is the Shire persisting in using high non-mountable curbing in Port Denison? At least half of the cars using 90-degree parking scrape their front under trays on this curbing, causing damage.
Thanks for that question, John. I'm not an engineer in this situation. Can I just take that on notice and I'll provide you with an answer to that?
You can't do anything about it because it's there. This is it. I mean, it's just something that happens and it continues to happen. No one looks at it.
Okay.
My car always scrapes under there, so I make sure I've got to sit back.
Okay, thanks, John.
The other one, though, why are all the tap tops outside all the amenities changed to keyed tap tops some years ago? It is very difficult to reach your feet in the hand basins inside the amenities.
I would assume, John, that as towns and life gets busier, I think the council does need to protect its assets and its, you know, and its finances. And to have taps that people just come past and turn on is probably not the most efficient way of approaching those things these days, but unfortunately. I mean, I can see your reasoning there. Unfortunately, it's just a fact of life these days. Ron?
Never seen it anywhere else, but
okay.
I think someone left a tap on once and it went all night, so they decided to change all the tap tops. So to save $5 in fuel, in water, it saved $1,000 in tap tops.
Okay, thanks, John.
Thank you.
Yeah. Cheers, thanks, John. Yes, sir.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Tim Smith. I live on North Shore Drive, new resident of the town, up until October. I'm also here representing the Dongrel Horse Riding Club as the president. So my question is in relation to that. Can the council please provide an update on where the hire agreement is at for the racecourse?
I'm sorry, Tim. What was the question again?
I believe the council is drafting a hire agreement for the racecourse, for the race club.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering where that is currently in terms of being drafted and being available.
Okay, thanks, Tim.
That is correct. It's been, I think there was a hire agreement put on to the Shire, and the Shire was just getting independent legal advice. We have received that advice, and excuse me, and staff have been instructed to provide the response back to the race club with respect to that. And so that should have been done, but by the sounds of it, still not out.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Any more questions from the gallery? Okay, thank you. Okay, we move on to item 5, declarations of interest. And just in relation to item 10.6.1, case committee recommendation, I have a declaration of interest from Councillor Tunbridge and declare financial interest. Thank you. We'll just rest there. Thanks, Council. And we will move straight to item CEO02-04/25, the meeting with the Council's appointed auditor. And that item you'll find on page 20, Council. So could I, Mr. Michael Loprino, are you online at the moment?
Yes, he's connected, so he's muted. Oh, yeah. He needs to turn on the video, then he can.
Sorry.
He can turn on his video.
Hello, Michael.
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, we can hear you now, Michael. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Welcome. You can hear us clearly there, I take it.
I can, yeah. Sorry, I'm a little bit late. I've just been dealing with a sick child at home. So he's finally fallen asleep and I'm able to step away for a meeting. So apologies for that.
Okay, well, thanks very much for coming on, Mike. It's good to have you here. So, look, if you'd like, we'll just go straight into it then, Mike, and so that you can get through this and attend to the child.
Thank you. Cheers.
So, Michael, you got an update in terms of the audit findings for council?
I don't think we had much to report, really. I think it was just some matters regarding leave, entitlements, and just the size of the balances, really. But outside of that, it was quite a straightforward year. I think obviously been a lot of growth in the Shire the last 12 months, which is probably reflected in the financials, but it's an exciting prospect to look forward to for the next 12 months. So beyond that, no real findings from an internal controls perspective in terms of reportable items to council. I think it was a very straightforward year. So.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Michael. Is there any questions from council on that item while we have Michael online? Okay, well, I think that's about it, Michael, so it's fairly short and sweet.
Yeah, apologies for holding everybody up as well. I do feel very sorry about it, but the child screaming in the background is probably best not to call on. So.
No, that's fine, Michael. We weren't held up at all. We just proceeded. So that's fine. Thank you very much for coming on under these circumstances.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks very much.
Cheers. Thanks.
Thanks, mate. Okay, thanks, Council. We'll just leave that item there and proceed to that once we get to it.
Everybody got unmuted. That's unmuted.
Thanks, Denise. Okay, move on to item six, applications for leave of absence, which is nil. Item seven, petitions and deputations, is nil. Item eight, confirmation of minutes and tabling of agenda forum notes. 8.1, minutes of the ordinary council meeting held 25th of March 2024. The minutes of the ordinary council meeting are included in the attachment booklet April 2025. The officer recommendation of the council that the town council confirms the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held 25th of March 2025. Could I have a mover for that item, please, Council? Councillor Summers, seconder. Councillor Gillam. All those in favour? Motion is carried. Thank you, Council. Item 8.2, Agenda Forum Notes, 15th of April 2025. The officer recommendation there, Council, is that Council confirms the notes of the Agenda Forum held 15th of April 2025. Let me move it for that item, please, Council. Councillor Scott, seconder. Councillor Wise, all those in favour? Motion is carried. Thank you very much, Council. Okay, Council. Item 8.3, Audit Committee Minutes. I have been requested again to seek consensus of Council to proceed with item 10.6.2 to allow Council to endorse the Audit Committee meeting minutes prior to approving the CEO compliance audit return 2024. So, Council, is Council happy for us to proceed from 8.3? We go straight through to 10.6.2 and just deal with that now. Okay, thanks very much, Council. So, item 10.6.2, Audit Committee meeting. The minutes of the the minutes of the Shire of Irwin Audit Committee meeting held 8th of April 2025. Have been provided as attachment 10.6.2, attachment booklet April 2025. The officer's recommendation is that Council, by simple majority, receives the minutes of the Shire of Irwin Audit Committee held 8th of April 2025. Could I have a move for that item, please, Council? Councillor Scott, seconder. Councillor Killam, all those in favour? Thanks, Council. Motion is carried. And therefore, resolvent from the Audit Committee meeting held 8th of April 2025. Following recommendation is presented to Council that Council review and adopt the Shire of Irwin's compliance audit return for the period 1st July 2024 to 31st December 2024 at the 22nd of April 2025 ordinary Council meeting. Can I have a move for that item, please, Council? Councillor Wise, seconder. Councillor Summers, all those in favour? Council, motion is carried. Item 9, announcements by the person presiding without discussion. 25th of March 25, SIRE President and CEO attended a meeting with the Energy Southern Regional Corporation. 27th of March 2025, the SIRE President and the CEO met with Strike Energy. 1st of April 2025, the SIRE President and the CEO attended a monthly meeting with the Midwest Development Commission. The 1st of April 2025, the CEO met with Volga for the annual member engagement meeting. 6th of April 2025, the SIRE President attended the 2025 Golf Club presentations. 7th of April 2025, Councillor Gillam and the CEO attended the Midwest Regional Road Group meeting in Geraldton. 11th of April 2025, SIRE President attended the Dongra District High School Anzac Day event. 12th of April 2025, the SIRE President attended the Seek Lane opening event. And as a result of myself having to leave early, Councillor Tunbridge acted on behalf of the President at the end of the day presentation. Thank you very much, Councillor Tunbridge. Item 10, reports of officers and committees. 10.1, finance reports. Finance 01-04-25, accounts for payment March 2025. The officer recommendation is that council, by simple majority, receives the accounts paid during March 25 as contained in finance 01-04-25, attachment 1 of the attachment booklet, April 2025, represented by, and you can see the table there, council. So could I have a mover for that item, please, council? Councillor Summers, seconded, please. Councillor Scott, all those in favour? Thank you, council. Motion is carried. Finance 02-04-25, monthly financial statements, February 2024. The officer recommendation is that council, by simple majority, receives the monthly financial statements for the period 1st July 2024 to 28th of February 2025, as contained in finance 04-25, attachment 2 of the attachment booklet, April 2025. Could I have a move it for that item, please, Council? Councillor Gillam, seconded Councillor Tunbridge. All those in favour? Motion is carried. Thank you very much, Council. 10.2, community service reports. 01-04-25, foreshore drift and stunt events proposal. The officer recommendation is that council, by absolute majority, 1, supports the proposed foreshore drift and stunt event to be held on Saturday the 20th of December 2025 on the Port Denison foreshore as the acceptable alternative to the Denison foreshore sprint event in 2025. Or 2, supports the event's delivery by committing the necessary budget from the 2025-26 financial year, estimated to be between $70,000 to $80,000, not including in-kind commitments. So could I have a mover for that item, please, Council? Councillor Wise, second for that item. Councillor Summers, all those in favour? Thanks very much, Council. Motion is carried. Mm. 10.3, development reports. Development 01-04-25, development delegated and authorised authority report, March 2025. The officer recommendation is that council, by simple majority, receives the March 2025 development delegated and authorised authority report as contained in development 01-04-25, attachment 1. I can move it for that item, please, council. Councillor Gillam, seconded Councillor Scott. All those in favour? Council, motion is carried. 10.4, operations reports. Is nil. 10.5, Office of the CEO reports. CEO 01-04-65, compliance audit return or CAR 2024. The officer recommendation is that council, by absolute majority, consider and adopt the 2024 compliance audit return as per the Local Government Act 1995, section 7.13. and the Local Government Audit Regulations, Regulation 14. Could I have a mover for that item? Councillor Scott, seconder. Councillor Wise, all those in favour? Motion is carried. Thank you very much, Council. Council has already dealt with the CEO 02-0425 at the earlier discussion this evening. Oh, no, did we? No. Okay, so CEO 02-04-25, annual meeting with Council's appointed auditor. The officer recommendation is that Council, by simple majority, notes the verbal report provided by Mr. Michael Leprino on behalf of the Office of the Auditor General regarding the Shire of Irwin annual financial statements for the year ending 30th of June 2024. I will move that item, please, Council. Councillor Tunbridge, second of Councillor Summers, all those in favour? Thanks, Council. Motion is carried. CEO 03-04-25, adoption of Council Policy CP48, recording of Council meetings. The officer recommendation is that Council, by simple majority, 1, review and adopt the newly created Council Policy CP48, recording of Council meetings, and 2, authorise the Chief Executive Officer to advertise Council Policy CP48, recording of Council meetings. I have a move for that item, Councillor Wise, second of Councillor Tunbridge. All those in favour? Thank you. Motion is carried. 10.6, committee reports, and I do have a declaration of interest here from Councillor Tunbridge. So I just note that Councillor Tunbridge has left the chambers at 6:22 p.m. Okay, Council will proceed to 10.6.1, Community Assistance Scheme and Events Meeting. The recommendation is that Council, by simple majority, receives the minutes of the Shire of Irwin Community Assistance Scheme and Events Case Committee meeting held 8th of March 2025. Could I move that item, please, Council? Councillor Scott, second of Councillor Gillam, all those in favour? Motion is carried. 5-0 as Councillor Tunbridge's chambers. Okay, thank you very much, Council. Would you mind just put...
So the next item is on.
Oh, sorry, I've got one more. Oh, there's two more.
This one, then.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, sorry, there's two more to go. Sorry, Council. The second item on this 10.641 is that Council approves the following funding allocation for the Community Assistance Scheme and approves its allocation from the 2024-2025 financial year budget. You see the total there, Council. Could I have a move for that item, please, Council? Councillor Scott, second and Councillor Wise, all those in favour? Thanks, Council. Once again, that's 5-0. And the third item under that item is that the recommendation is that Council approves the following funding allocation to the Community Assistance Scheme and approves its allocation from the 2025-26 financial year budget. I'll just read these ones, Council. Irwin Order Social Club to support the hire of appropriate transport enabling social outings for the club and its members in 2025-26. Total case allocation is $2,000 for that item. Could I have a mover for that, please, Council? Councillor Summers, second for that. Councillor Gillam, all those in favour? Thanks very much, Council. Once again, 5-0. And I think we can now invite Councillor Tunbridge back into the chambers. Okay. Just note, Councillor Tunbridge has returned to chambers at 24 minutes past six. Okay, so we move on to item 11, motion of which previous notice has been given is nil. Item 12, questions by members of which due notice has been given, nil. Item 13, urgent business approved by person presiding or by decision. This item, finance 03-04-25, changing method of valuation, April 2025. The officer recommendation is that Council, by simple majority, 0.1, approves the changing proves changing the basis of rating from UV to GRV for the properties listed in the confidential attachment. 2, makes application to the Minister for Local Government seeking approval to change the basis of rating from UV to GRV listed in the confidential attachment. Can I have a move for that item, please? Councillor Summers, seconded. Councillor Wise, all those in favour? Thanks, Councillor. Motion is carried. Okay, so we move on to item 14, matters for which the meeting is closed to the public, which is nil. Item 15 is closure, and there be no further business. I announce the meeting closed at 25 minutes past 6. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, so, sitting within 4
minutes.
So, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.